This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, categories Looney Tunes and Lazy People. We'll play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine right after emails and a random question. Question 844-999-OLA.
All right, Miles, look. We're giving you a hard time about your Martin Luther King. Your Luther Vandross, Lex Luthor, you use a loofah. And out of five of us on the show, you use a loofah, the rest of us are hand wash.
Also have a washcloth in there.
Both. All right, well, listen, you're not alone. It says, I'm a man, I use a loofah, except I call it a foo-foo.
A foo-foo.
Someone else says, I use a loofah. Miles, I use a loofah, you're not alone. Someone else says, I think I just lost a little respect for loofah Miles. Ooh. I use a loofah, and I'm constantly scared of it grabbing my nipple piercing. Hasn't happened yet, though. That's fair.
That is a very reasonable
fear.
I understand that.
Miles, keep your loofah strong. I'm a dude, and I use a loofah all the time.
Thank you.
We continue. This one I love. Fred Meyer has the best loofahs, and I'm a guy.
And they're 30-day loofahs, but that shocked me, too. Like a 30-day loofah. I've had this thing for 6 months.
Doesn't that sound like a weird band? Dude, did you see 30-day loofah? Holy crap, they blew the roof off
clean
the joint.
Clean set, man.
The thing is, their stage show. Energy.
Wow. Bubble. You don't have to like the music.
They got a
30-day
bubble machine
loofah.
At the end.
I was shocked by the amount of lasers.
So, and they smell
in a
awesome.
Good way.
And they have great skin.
It's a foam party.
We continue. We're talking about Dove, all the new men Dove products. Right? And trust me, they kill it, man. It says Axe and Dove Men Care make loofahs for men. It's still a loofah.
Yeah.
Someone else, I used a washcloth for about 2 weeks, and the wife called me out on it. I guess that's bad. It's bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, we all knew it was bad. I don't know how bad it was till Miles shared it. We continue. I don't use a loofah or washcloth or anything. Hairy men shouldn't. We are our own natural loofah. Ooh.
I'm not hairy.
Ted, I have the same soap, yet I still use a loofah like Miles. There you go. Best of both worlds. Loofah Miles, they're the best.
So no hand. See, no hand washers.
We're continuing. It says, weird, I think I wash my towel every other month. Can't remember the last.
Oh, man.
But says, can't remember the last time I was sick. It's been at least 10 years. Let's see.
Yeah, that's it.
Loofahs are amazing.
I think it depends on age, too. I was not very good about this stuff in my 20s.
I mean, right, sure, because you had to go to the laundry.
You had, like, a towel.
Let's see. I'm a man. I use a loofah in the shower. That from Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
I'm a dude and use a loofah and always keep it way longer than 30 days. Also, I used to be a hand washer, but realized you need some, I need some exfoliation on the skin that hands can't provide.
That's exactly right.
This is what's coming in.
Are you ashy? Get the loofah.
Miles?
Yeah?
I'm a man and I use a loofah. And my theory is this. You don't wash your car with your bare hands. Why not wash your body? Why would you wash your body the same way?
That's right.
Because I'm not parked car.
That's a good point. For the record, using a loofah should be required. Using nothing is weird. Like, would you clean your teeth with
Your
own finger? Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what someone says.
Yes, you never done that on vacation?
No.
Put a little toothpaste on your finger?
Why would you do that?
Because you forgot your toothbrush.
Oh, you can just go down. They'll give you one at the front desk.
Well, nowadays, sure. You really never finger brushed?
No, I always bring a toothbrush.
Even if you can, just buy one. Dude, I can't. Yeah. I don't.
How many days did you finger brush?
I don't know. I mean, I've done it before.
But how many days,
like you're man? On a, you know, 2 days.
Okay. I continue. I'm a man. I use Dove. I use a loofah. Really good on my boys. Someone else, mm-hmm. I used the loofah until a roommate had, oh, no. I used the loofah until my roommate had a special time with it. That was 20.
Oh, no.
It's 20 years ago. I just haven't touched one since. Thrill and Ted just realized that you're washing your face with the hand that you wash your butt with. It depends where you start.
Yeah, top to bottom.
I mean,
yeah.
I have a whole top system. To bottom. The last thing that gets washed is my head.
It should be top to bottom. Because you wash your butt, then you wash your head?
Well, I wash in between.
Yeah, but
I have I like to get my body wet, privates, legs.
So you wash your junk before you wash your face?
Correct.
Huh.
But I re-soap up.
Alice in Chains wrote a song for you. It's called Junkhead. Everyone thought it was about...
You do the junk and then the head?
Yeah, I want my head to be the last thing cleaned.
Okay. I've always been taught to go top to bottom. That way, you know, your butt is the last thing that the washcloth hits.
Let's see. I don't use a loofah. Don't worry, Miles. I use a loofah. We're the only clean men. And then I like this for Seahawks fans. Loofah Tatupa used to play on the
great,
Seattle
great,
Seahawks.
Great linebacker. Yeah.
Random.
Amazing linebacker. Okay, crazy range.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey-o.
Hola. Oh, hang on. Another comment came in. I think we'll all agree that, well, I'll just read it. I use my wife's loofah, but only for my feet.
Oh.
Jesus, man.
No, you got to wash top to bottom.
Derek,
always.
Derek, do you use a loofah?
Always. I do. I use a loofah.
Do you replace it every 30 days, or was it news to you that they should be gotten rid of in 30 days?
No, I had no idea it had to be replaced every 30 days.
How long, the current loofah you have, how long do you think that bad boy has been dripping in your shower?
A couple months.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I kind of think it's like the expiration
box. See, no, wait a minute. You guys talk about exfoliating your skin, but none of you until just right now realize it's a 30-day loofah.
Right.
So you realize you've been washing yourself with mold and bacteria.
Look. If I get
top to bottom full of mold.
But the expiration game is a sketchy game. In other words, like...
You've had yours for 7 months.
If I've got a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese from August 2019, you're going to tell me that crap's bad.
Put it dry.
But I'm not washing my butt crack before I wash my face like Ted.
That's a good point, Derek.
The insult. I love how everyone gets angry about other people's shower game.
Derek. Yeah, listen, moldy Derek.
Oh,
use that old
moldy Derek.
Derek.
A.K.A. damp.
Moldy Derek smells like he left the clothes in the washer and didn't put them in the dryer in time.
His nickname is Moisture.
All right, Derek, how about this one for you?
Oh, it's Moist Derek, everyone.
Derek, you're in a question. How often do you enjoy a delicious beer?
Right now?
You're having a beer right now. What kind of beer are you having?
I am. I'm drinking Coors Banquet.
Oh, the original.
Oh, the original.
Classic.
Have you ever enjoyed a delicious Men's Room Original Red from Elysian Brewing Company and helped out our three local fishery houses? You ever try one of those?
Most delicious beer I've ever tasted.
Wonderful news.
I don't even care if you're lying. We're keeping that quote.
I recently had one myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had one
over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
Midday drinking. I can't really drink a lot of midday drinking when I'm drinking the men's room because half the chores I have don't get done.
Well, it's more of a relaxation beer. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, look, man, if you want to be active, you need to be drinking Coors Light.
Coors Light, Keystone.
You need to be drinking stuff that doesn't have a lot of alcohol in it. It kind of goes down like water. You know what I mean? Which, you know, depending on the situation, is there's nothing wrong with the Michelob Ultra.
I will put it this way. I think if you pregame with Men's Room or any of the Elysian beers, there's a very good chance your night will not last as long as your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Before
the Dragons.
It goes in like a fine wine.
Yeah, before the Dragons game, we're just drinking Rainier out of buckets because we knew, you know what I mean? We didn't want to
just pee a lot.
We didn't want to get too messed up
with me.
That's right. But here come
buckets of beer.
All right, so would you say you have a beer a day, Derek? A beer a day?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, day drinker, night drinker, but you know, the men's room. God, now I got to go and get some men's room.
Yes.
Why not? Okay.
Why are you not drinking now? Since you're a day drinker and a night drinker? Does your job allow this?
That's called all day drinking. But I like how you split it up.
Thank you.
Okay.
You got to split that up, you know?
Well, the reason we ask, how often do you have a beer? According to a new study, Drinking beer can almost double a man's chances of living until the age of 90.
All right!
And it increases women's chances by about one-third. The study found that the best results come from drinking about 8 ounces of beer a day. But even if you put down a little bit more than that, like 2 or 3 full beers, you're still more likely to make it to age 90 than people who do not drink. The researchers say it's just more proof that alcohol in moderation is good for your health.
It's fine. The moderation is the hard part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Miles, look, we opened up a can of worms with your stupid shower thing.
I don't think I'm odd.
It started with the towel.
With my loofah.
Well, you're not odd. You're odd to us, but obviously the rest of the world, you seem normal. So, but I like what someone says. We're talking about the order that you wash yourself. Because now everyone is getting on everyone else about the shower game.
And I'll tell you.
Here's your hand or loofah. Okay. It's top to bottom, bottom. But
let me give you a perfectly good example.
All right.
You have your car.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wash it. If you wash the sides and all that stuff first and the tires, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then get that clean before you wash the top. Then when you wash the top, all the dirt is going to go back down from the top onto the portion that you've already cleaned.
Okay, but
so the reason you start washing your car from the top to the bottom is to get all the crap off the top and then wash it on the way down so it doesn't continue to rain crap.
But here's the
same philosophy with your body.
But your body is easier for you to reach because it's right there at the end of your hands. But
it's not like my head stays dry until I put soap on it.
Now, I like this. Someone says, now, even if your butt is the last thing you wash, the next time you use the loofah or washcloth, your butt is still on you first. So even though you wash your butt last, next time you get
in
the shower.
Yeah, but there's like 24 hours of drying.
Truth bomb.
But what did you just read? And that's whatever, bacteria.
Moldy ass loofah.
Right, bacteria and mold from your butt. Now it's 24 hours to like re-energize or have a party, whatever they do, and then you put it on your face. We continue. Now you said, and apparently like all loofahs are roughly a 30-day loofah.
Well, the tag says 30-day loofah.
Says
that's
30
the name
days.
Of the actual loofah.
Oh, your actual name. All right.
No,
so
the name of the loofah is like 30-day loofah. Yeah.
All right. Someone says, I've had my loofah for over a year now. Now, here's one to make everyone uncomfortable. My loofah is at least 3 years old.
Oh.
3 years old.
Ooh.
And then, is anyone familiar with this? Someone chimes in and say, my husband uses the scrubby gloves. They're awesome for a shower. I am unfamiliar with this. What are they? Scrubby gloves? You put soap on them and wipe yourself down?
Oh, they're like a mitt. You know what I mean? It's like an exfoliating mitt, right? Like this, kind of. You put your hand in it, but it's more like a glove, and then you wash
like
yourself with a glove.
I just don't feel like I need all that, man.
I feel like
that glove's going to get gross and moldy.
Right. In the end, the only thing that's not going to stay gross and moldy are my own hands, probably, right?
Yeah.
Like, even if I'm a hand washer and that's weird, based on the loofahs, the washcloths, the gloves, and all these other freaking things that people are using in the shower, I feel like your hands are the least dangerous thing you're taking into the shower with you. In fact,
no matter how dirty
you are, it seems like based on all this information available, you're dirtier by the time you get out of the shower than you were getting in.
Hey, news flash here. According to doctors, the loofah should be replaced every 3 weeks. So technically,
21 days.
It's the 21-day loofah.
So let me ask you this. You get in the shower, you clean up, you can have antibacterial soap, even if you're going that deep, right? We want to smell good, obviously.
Yeah.
But say you're actually getting septically clean. And then you use your loofah, you dry yourself off in a towel. Are you more disgusting now than you were when you got in? Like, you smell better.
But based on bacteria, yes. Because it's the last thing that you're smearing all over your body.
Right, so you make yourself smell
better.
Why
are we even showering?
What the hell are we doing? I'm done.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up in minutes. First time for a few emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
Wow. Damn it, man.
That was
people were unimpressed by you.
Jeez. Thanks.
feel really lonely with my loofah.
Guys, I hope you will help my eldest daughter, Aisling, celebrate her birthday today with a suck-it-up cupcake, followed by the Germans telling her all she needs to do in order to get into medical school. Thank you, guys, in advance. That from Brian.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, all you have to do to get into medical school is play doctor. Get to learn the human body.
Yeah, you know, the main thing is just remember to take out this giant loan so it'll hold you back till 40.
It's a giant loan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a doctor who's broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live on credit for the rest of your life. Die broke, but healthy.
This is awkward. Now Dad sends in this email. This is when you don't become doctor.
Yeah, so the next time you do routine physical, you're looking at someone's backside. You say, yay, I'm in debt to look at your butt.
Bum looker.
Bitches, I'm writing in a request, my birthday request to my buddy Taylor. He loves the show, listens to it on his lunch break, and also listens to the podcast at radio.com when he can't listen live. How about giving him a barbershop quartet fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Aaron.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich, maybe some dill relish in the morning, at noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Another birthday, another Taylor. Aloha, guys. Today, my amazing daughter turned 17. Taylor also loves you guys. We listen to you on Rock 105 in Chattanooga. Could she please get a Suck It Up cupcake? And the Germans talking about cuttlefish and Cracker Barrel. Thanks from her mom, Jennifer. Again, she is 17 years old.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, cuttlefish are fish that I like to cuddle with in bed, and Cracker Barrel is a white man's penis.
Yeah, so that's where my family goes, hangs out. It's a barrel of crackers.
Cracker Barrel's not bad.
You know, honestly, I think I've only been to one like once
or
twice.
Yeah, once. It was all right. Whatever.
I went once on a high school trip.
I walked in there.
I went on a high school trip and they had a fixed menu and we couldn't pick and choose. We were pissed.
I would be too. I hate fixed menus. Yeah.
Wait, your high school went to a Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, the basketball team
just
did.
Said they had to be
the
like,
basketball team?
And well, we were in Myrtle Beach.
Okay, huh. They're like, ah, damn it.
But y'all always like to give myself a shout-out because I'm the only person cool enough to care. Turning 32 years old today, I'd love to hear a big old Leroy Jenkins and maybe Wobbin saying something dirty for me in German. Keep it up, guys. Congrats on passing 3,000 shows, 15 years, and getting your sponsors. I'll be one very soon. Much love from Manuel.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ja, dein roten Bart fühlt so schön auf meinen Beinen.
Guys, if it's not too late, can you please make a shout-out to Jason for his birthday? He is a big fan. Please include an original fish sandwich. Anna, your penis is too small, please.
Fish sandwich. Your penis is too small.
Oh, Jolte Randy is 33. Can I get the dirty Germans talking about his awesome beard? That from Sandy.
Yeah, I've met your beard. Sandy is quite nice. She's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious that Randy is dating a Sandy.
Yeah, Randy and Sandy.
Yeah, do your N's and D and Y? Let's get together.
Yeah, it's for people that have sex on the beach. Get Randy and Sandy.
A lot of my dates end in D and Y.
Oh, it's all starting 35 today, which means I can find a run for president. Jesus. Guys, I'm 35 years old. I can finally run for president, but I think I'll stick to laying pipe. So can I please get Mickey and Goofy talking about female plumbers? Thanks, guys. That from Meredith.
Well, gosh, Meredith. Goofster is sure enough to have you at her house. I'd love to see a woman lay pipe in old Goofy's plumbing.
Yeah, it'd be great for a change when I have to see the butt crack of my plumber that it's a woman. Generally, it's just Jeff from down the street.
But as a plumber, her butt's just as hairy as the guy's.
You know, it's weird. Tunnels are fun.
Guten Tag, bitches. Can I get the dirty Germans, including Wobbin, telling me what they would like to do with to my plants for my 38th birthday? That from the Holly Diver.
Yeah, I'm hoping you simply have a Venus flytrap. I want to feed it meat.
Yes, you know, so I'll probably come over and trim your plants a little bit, you know.
Consolidate your plants and unfasten.
Birthday shout out to my lovely wife, Melissa. We've been married almost 7 years, and every day with her is better than the last. She would love to get some turtle wax. Thanks, guys. And my lovely Samoan princess, that from Mike.
Uh-oh, look out.
I want to wish my husband, Billy, a very happy 39th birthday, even though he can't do math and he thinks he's turning 38. He was born in 1981. That from the wife, Heather, your sister, wife, Amanda, not really, and your kids, Anna and Hunter and Jaden. Can we get the Dirty Germans talking about his army days in Afghanistan? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I do not know much about these army days in Afghanistan, but you say he is bad at math. But I bet you he is one of the few people that knows that 1 + 1 = 69.
See, I think it's amazing. He's got two of these wives. They seem to know about each other.
Guys, there's my beloved dad, Jared's 50th. Can we get the Dirty Germans explaining the joys of being 50 years old and up, please?
Yeah, because of gravity. When you take off your pants, you look so much bigger.
Yeah, you know, simple things. River cruises. Dinner at 4. So, you know, it's these types of things. Discounts on your hotel rooms.
Yeah,
all that stuff.
Off now offers discounts on prostitutes.
Yeah.
Save 10%.
Yeah, Miles, would you have a day before you get free golf now?
No.
You're not getting an ARP discount on golf?
No.
It's golf,
really?
Bro.
No, they hate you.
Look, they know old people golf. They're like, you don't need a discount. You're coming anyway, right?
I get to move up to a tee box ahead of me. Hold on, I'd love to send a birthday shout out to my husband, Giles, the lovable rascal. He's 43. We met on his birthday 16 years ago. So how about a big old barbershop fish sandwich? Thanks, guys. That from Crystal.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon.
At noon.
And at night. And at night.
Guys, I'd like to give a birthday shout out to my amazing dad, Mike. He is 53 years old, putting family first always, works hard, is the best role model to the kids and grandkids. How about a suck it up cupcake? And if possible, the German's talking about being a retired Navy man. Thank you, guys. That from his number one son, Justin.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, we call retired Navy people, we call them the vasectomies because you are a retired seaman.
Yeah, does anybody really retire? All the way from being a seaman? So I don't think so. It's in your blood now.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you, bitchy.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflies.
Couple extra emails here, guys. As far as kidney stones, I had a Dalmatian. You cannot give them meat. Any food has to be very low in crude protein. I knew this, never really knew why, and I was like, he really likes the wet canned food. Anyway, I gave that guy a couple cans a week. In 4 months, he had to take a leak but couldn't all night long. Took him into the vet. Bladder stone got lodged behind the bone in his unit. Clogged him up.
Ooh.
He had a slew of stones in his bladder, and the vet got them all while he was operating. They ranged in size from 3 millimeters to 6. Some were spiky. It was pretty freaky. He did great, lived another 8 years, but it really sucked having a dog and not being able to give him a piece of steak. Got a female German Shepherd now. That bitch gets the meat. Hashtag positive. That from Brian. Oh, by the way, let's get a contestant on the line for your guess. As it goes, mine will take caller 9 now, 844-999. Hola. A couple extras here. Let's see. What did you see while driving? Guys, my wife and I live in Utah, and just a month ago, we were driving at 6 in the morning to a mountain reservoir to go ice fishing. And we saw not one, not two, but 3 mountain lions crossing the road in front of us. Got a quick but clear glimpse of them before they disappeared. Great thing is, we captured it on our dash cam. In the video, you can see the glowing eyes of the mother briefly before she slides away, and you can clearly see her adolescent cubs right behind her. That from Austin. You shared the video. That was pretty crazy.
Do they do the duck lips when they know they're on camera?
Somebody just told me the other day about being on like a old logging road, and they were like, man, this cat came out, and he's like, we were in a big truck, and he's like, I was kind of scared.
Yeah.
He's like, they're that scary looking.
Mm-hmm. As far as Arthur Treacher's fish and chips.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Guys, here in Rochester, we still have Arthur Treacher's, and they are joined like with Salvatore's, which is a local pizza chain. So like they have the Andoni root beer and the KFC
together. I will say this. The last time I went to an Arthur Treacher's fish and chips was, in fact, in Rochester, New York.
They have Treacher's incorporated in the stores. I don't know how exactly. I could care less about Salvatore's, but they also reintroduced another local favorite, Donut Delight. They may have crap for pizza, but donuts. That from Katie. All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. If I can hit the button.
Hit it.
There we go.
There it is.
On the fritz.
It is an easy game to play. We give you two categories to pick from, and then from there you try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant, ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
I hate when you interrupt me humming this wonderful, beautiful, motivational song. Mm-hmm. But hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeff, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Jeff, here you go in the categories. We have for you, Jeff. The top 10 Looney Tunes characters of all times. You grew up with them. You love them. You like them. These are the top 10 Looney Tunes characters of all times.
Good.
Then we have a new study from the CDC, and they tried to figure out which states are the laziest states in America. They interviewed thousands of people on the phone over 4 years and asked how much of their spare time included any, quote, physical activity in the past month. And a very popular answer was absolutely none. They asked what leisure time physical activity might you do, like hitting the gym, taking a walk, or just going around throwing the football with your kids. But around 25% of the population say they had no physical activity in the last 30 days.
Come on.
So we have the 10 laziest states in the United States of America, or the top 10 Looney Tunes characters of all time. Jeff, which category do you want to pick on? Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh, let's go Looney Tunes.
All right.
Yes, okay. You know them, you love them. Well, probably the most popular cartoons of all time.
All time,
first one. Let's go. Got to be Bugs Bunny.
You're going to start with Bugs Bunny. Bugs is number two. Bugs Bunny number
Daffy
two.
Duck.
Daffy Duck number one.
I'm going to go out on a limb. He was always my favorite as a kid. Yosemite Sam.
Number six.
I will tell you. There is something to Yosemite. My kids started watching Warner Bros. They kind of re-released them. So they started watching about 2 years ago. And they laughed at all. But when Yosemite Sam just showed up, they think he's the funniest dude, I think because they know he's cussing.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. So you got Daffy,
Sylvester.
Bugs, and Yosemite.
He's a Looney Tune, isn't he?
Sylvester the Cat?
Yeah.
Number four. All right, Jeff, you're kicking ass here, man. Four out of four.
Got to be Tweety Bird, too, though.
Oh, maybe.
Yes. Uh-huh. Number 10. Number 10. Jeff, you're killing it.
Yeah, he is fringe.
You've got five out of the 10.
Okay, I'm starting to stall out. Help me out, guys.
Elmer Fudd, bro.
Elmer Fudd got to be on there. Absolutely.
Elmer Fudd is number 7 on the list. That is correct. So far, you've gotten Tweety at number 10, Elmer Fudd at number 7, Yosemite Sam at number 6, Sylvester the Cat at 4, Bugs Bunny at 2, and Daffy Duck at number 1.
Come on, man. You're missing.
What about that little Martian guy?
Marvin the Martian.
Marvin.
That's it.
All right, take him at number 5. It is true. He's the 5th.
I have the answer to all of Earth's problems.
Most popular Looney Tune character of all time.
And for Ted? Damn, Gina.
Martin.
Martin. Martin
the
Martian.
Give me some help.
Come on, man. He's awesome. He's hilarious, even though he's got a lame Porky Pig.
Oh, Porky Pig.
I'm going to go. Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn is a great guess. Oh.
Porky Pig.
He did not make the list somehow. That's a shocker to me.
I am a little shocked.
Who is that?
Porky Pig.
Porky Pig. There you go.
Number 9. All right, man. You're doing real well here. Jeff, you've gotten 8 out of 10. You have one strike. There are two possible Looney Tune characters remaining.
Now, I'm trying to think. There's like, what, Speedy Gonzales? I don't know, but don't guess that yet.
No.
All right. I'm going to tell you where I think we've gone wrong. Who was kind of the... So it was Bugs Bunny and Friends. I'm going to guess that either the Coyote or Roadrunner is probably on there.
Oh, yeah, you hit
but wait,
on
wait,
that,
wait,
yeah.
wait. Hang
Let's
on.
Let's go with Coyote.
Coyote's number 3. Wile E. Coyote, you are correct. 9 of the 10 so far, Jeff.
How many strikes do I got?
You've got one strike against you.
All right, now wait,
Let's
look.
Let's go with the Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner is number 8. You are correct.
Wow.
You are 10 for 10, Jeff. That is absolutely amazing. With one strike, maybe the best contestant we've ever had on Your Guess is as good as mine.
I will say this. I'm shocked that Foghorn Leghorn is an honor. I didn't love him as a kid, but the older I've gotten, when you listen to the words that he says, he's funnier than that. That's one.
There's also Rhode Island Red, his cousin.
Right. And Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew was the weird little skunk dude, right?
He was always in love with the cat.
And he was awesome. I'm coming for you, my darling.
Do you guys remember the sheepdog that watched over the herd to keep Wile E. Coyote from attacking?
Now, wait. Was he Sam or Ralph?
There's two.
It wasn't Wile E. Coyote. I hate to split hairs, but Wile E. Coyote never spoke, right? And he's always chasing Roadrunner. That other coyote where he just punched in with the sheepdogs and do them, he had the red nose.
Right. It was Ralph or was it Sam?
Morning, Ralph.
Morning, Sam.
Morning, Sam.
That was one of my favorites.
Listen, if you have not watched a Warner Brothers cartoon in a while, just do yourself a favor and watch. I'm telling you, these things, to me, they are still the funniest damn thing ever.
Okay, there you go. On Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Still to come and drink and tell us with the shot of the day. That's coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 8 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, are you ready for this? A family in Illinois says a wall in their daughter's bedroom has been picking up radio signals for years, and no one knows why.
And they can't figure out, they say it's typically not uncommon for a basic household appliance to be able to pick up an AM radio airwave.
Right, an appliance, sure.
And somehow actually broadcast with it.
About to say, what's it coming out of?
They basically tore down a wall trying to find out what was inside of the wall to find out where they could
hear
the sound.
There.
But they did not identify it as a local AM radio station. They just can't figure out why it's being broadcast. What is triggering this thing to broadcast inside the house?
It would
just
be
a wire in the...
It could be anything.
Gotta be, right?
But you can hear the audio. Yeah.
I mean, there's even times when I'm sitting over there in my studio and I can hear a different station that's in my headphones.
Correct.
But this is something that's designed to pick up audio.
But you can still hear those cases like where Steve has a special unit on his headphones, because if he doesn't put that on there, then we will be listening to a different radio station than we're actually on.
And it's a weird thing.
It's funny. Like, right. So with my cord, if I drop it down here, I can hear another station.
It's weird how it works, because you don't know when it's going to happen, when it doesn't. So we got into these studios, about 2 years ago. And one of the things I noticed as we're doing the show, I can very clearly hear in my other headset some other garbage radio station. Don't remember what it was, but it is not a station I'd listen to. So I go to our boy VD, the vegan man, plant-based diet, and said, hey, man, I'm picking up this other radio station. I swear to God, dude, like, he reaches in his pocket, and he has these things.
Oh, I've got one right here.
That is what audio people do. He's like, oh, you need a, and he tells me what it's called, and I don't remember, and he puts this thing
some
in my
sort
headphone.
Of disruptor.
And it works.
All right.
It works perfect. Yeah, it's very strange.
I don't know, or you could just do nothing about it.
Right.
That's how I listened to the presidential debates back in 2016. I was in there doing my work, and I could hear the debates in my ears. It was great.
Oh, you're getting the same station. Hey, let me check in on them.
How are they doing over there?
They're doing all right.
A man in Australia took a ukulele from a street performer and then bashed him over the head with it.
Oh, really, Steve?
Hey, I would...
My one exchange with a ukulele player on a train.
Wait, you did this?
No. Because that makes me look like a bad guy. I did not take his ukulele. I did not threaten to bash him over the head. What I said was, hey, man, did anyone ask you to play this? He played this thing for hours. He looked like a guy. Big white dude, overalls, had that real, like, rosy
rainbow
cheeks.
Suspenders, I mean, the guy with a flower in his lapel.
And he's just playing the ukulele, and every time, we're hanging on the bar cart, but every time we go back and, like, check on our bags, the look of distress on people's faces in the car, right? And they hated it, the roll in their eyes, they kind of gave you that look. I don't know, I'm a lot of beers deep. And finally I walked out and said, hey man, if you don't stop playing that thing, I'm going to break it off in your ass. Now... That's a quote.
Damn.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad.
This guy looked like Santa Claus.
He really did.
You know what I mean? Like this old, sweet man. But the bottom line is, if you're not in Hawaii, no ukulele.
What is it with ukulele guy, though? I know another ukulele guy that he'll just pull it out at a party and just start strumming. Nobody asked him to. He's not performing for anybody. He's just playing the ukulele.
Okay, listen. If you play the ukulele, I think that's all. I love anyone that plays an instrument. Do not just pull it out and play.
Right.
And the reason is because a lot of people don't really even enjoy happy music. So if you have happy music, it becomes an irritant. Like Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Don't Worry, Be Happy will drive you insane if you listen to the song. It's about being happy. The ukulele is happy, therefore it is miserably something
unhappy.
Yes.
Is there an unhappy song? Could you play one from Metallica on a ukulele and still have it sound? Or would you be like, this is an upbeat song?
Doctor. Smart speakers, quote, accidentally record you up to 19 times a day.
They don't accidentally do anything. Man, shut up.
And yet she can't understand me when I'm trying to tell her to turn the lights on.
Right.
The hell?
FS1, I'm sorry. Please repeat.
Right.
But I understood everything else you said. My kids were bugging me the other day. Somebody gave us an echo. I don't know, man.
Little dot.
Right. One of these deals. And they said, when are you going to hook it up? I said, never. The kids get really upset about that, but I'm implacable on this. I'm like, no.
Right.
No, we are not hooking that up.
A parrot in Tennessee shouted fire and woke up a family so they were able to get out of their burning house.
That's amazing that he knew the word for that.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, just the vocabulary.
Look out, fire.
Because typically parrots ape things. They repeat what other people say. So to associate it with an actual thing.
Right.
That's pretty impressive.
Don't give us so much credit. I am thoroughly convinced that when things are on fire and you need someone else's assistance to help you get out of that, you could be a black bear. And just said, fire!
I mean, that parrot died doing this.
Yes, it did.
Oh, did it?
They didn't get the parrot out?
That parrot died. No,
they didn't.
Oh, you're kidding.
He woke him up. They left him in the house.
They didn't.
Holy thanks!
Wow.
That is... Wow. Come on, man.
We'll be back for you.
That family's terrible.
Oh, man.
They left him in the damn cage. That's terrible.
We called that the George Lopez. Give me your kidney and I'm going to divorce you. Right? It's the same thing.
Yeah, but she's still alive.
But he took her kidney and divorced her.
I know, but she's still alive.
Damn. They left the parrot.
Apparently, designer surgical masks are now fashionable.
Stop.
I wonder why.
Is this only because that one chick went into the bar with a mask on that had it was black and it had the smiley face with teeth on it, and they thought that she was trying to rob the place?
No, I think it's more this. Look, it does not prevent the coronavirus, but people are going to wear it anyway because that's what they think helps. So they realize with this surge in people buying these, that if you make anything designed or the people are currently buying, because the trend's not going to last, and they know that.
People wear them other places,
right now,
too.
Right.
Sure.
You know?
Exactly.
Wear it to a party. Wear it to freak somebody out.
How would you feel like your doctor? You're going to have, like, quadruple bypass surgery. Doctor comes in. You know, they've reassured you. You've signed the stuff. You understand. And they pull up their little face mask, and, like, it's a Venom or something.
Right.
Like, Jesus, man.
Or
it's
grills.
It's
an Ed Hardy one.
Right. They look like Flame of Flames.
Would you feel better if his mask had that, or he legit just had a grill in?
Give me the mask. Yeah, boy, we got this surgery player.
I want one with a French mustache. A company in Japan has created sliced mayo.
About time.
Sliced mayo.
Dude, spreading mayo is a real problem.
I just can't take it.
It doesn't spread for nothing.
And then you got to leave that knife on the sink to pretend like you're, you know, just going to have one.
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, butter. Butter kind of sucks to spread. It's all hard. But, like, mayo is pretty easy to spread.
Two drunk drivers both fell asleep in their cars on the McDonald's drive-thru line in Michigan earlier this month. And employees called cops on both of them. It was great. Mm-hmm. A man in Arizona just passed years sober, and you will never guess what he did to celebrate.
What did he do to celebrate?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, let's get a contestant online for Profile. This will take caller 9, 844-999. Hola.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.